Hello and welcome to Grad Next Audio, brought to you by Study Trust, Van Schaik Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. These podcasts go with a booklet called Grad Next, which is available to download for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Grad Next was created to help you cross the gap between being a student and being a working adult. It consists of four sections: knowing yourself, finding the opportunities, the practicalities of getting the job, and finally, being a working adult. This episode fits into the last section on being a working adult, and we're looking at something most of us have a problem with: managing time. Time is like money, a limited resource which often seems in very short supply. We all sometimes feel overwhelmed by things we want to and have to do. How can you fit it all into a day with only 24 hours and a week with only 7 days? The first step on the way to money management is drawing up a budget, and we'll talk about that in a later episode. It may not be as obvious, but the same is true for time management. What do you spend your time on? Keep a precise diary for a week, writing down how you spend every minute of your day. Start with your personal time outside office hours. Include everything: shower and getting dressed, 40 minutes. Traveling to work, 1 hour. Lunch, 45 minutes. What do you do in those 45 minutes, by the way? Traveling home, 1 hour, 15 minutes. Cooking supper. You get the idea. Now do the same for time at the office. Settling in at your desk, 10 minutes. Sorting email and discarding things that do not need action, 30 minutes. Meetings, and so on. Chart an average day. You will quickly see where your time goes. Now start taking control. How do you decide what is important? What should be done first? There's a very handy tool that comes from a book by Stephen Covey, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Take a piece of paper and draw up a table with 2 columns and 2 rows. In other words, simply 4 blocks. Label your columns urgent and not urgent, and your rows important and not important. If you think of a crossword, going across, you have urgent, not urgent, and going down, you have important, not important. So the top left block is urgent and important. The top right block is still important, but not urgent. The bottom left is not important, but urgent. And the bottom right is neither urgent nor important. Now, what goes into these blocks? Urgent and important: a crisis, a medical emergency, deadline-driven projects, last-minute preparations for scheduled activities. Things that are important but not urgent: regular work, planned and focused meetings, preparing for and following up after meetings, planning your schedule, team building. Bottom left, not important but urgent: interruptions, calls, some emails, unscheduled meetings for activities you are not directly involved in. And then, not urgent nor important: social media, some messages and emails, escape activities, and aimless internet surfing. Now, that top left block, the urgent and important stuff, needs to be done now. You don't really have a choice. But if you spend all your time there, you function in crisis mode. Perhaps you do not plan your time well, or perhaps you procrastinate and only do things when it's almost too late. If you look at the top right, things that are important but not urgent, that is what we often overlook or postpone because it's not urgent, but it is important. And this is what Covey calls the quadrant of quality and personal leadership. These activities require planning and initiative. They also require time to reflect. If you find time for quadrant B, the important stuff, which may not be so urgent, you are a time manager, not a crisis manager. On the bottom left, that block, that quadrant, is filled with things we get into because we can't say no. Learn to say no to interruptions and calls, to unscheduled meetings, for activities that you are not directly involved in. And of course, the bottom right, the not urgent nor important, that contains the things we do because it is easy, mindless, helps us avoid the hard stuff. Social media, gossip at the coffee station. These are the real time wasters. One can draw up a similar matrix for your personal time. Urgent and important would be a crisis, a medical emergency, or last-minute preparations for scheduled activities like a friend's birthday party. Personal stuff that is important but not urgent: exercise, cooking or cleaning if that is your responsibility. Your friends and family fit in here. And study, personal development, and then true recreation or relaxation. That is also important, even though it may not be urgent. What is not important but urgent? Interruptions and calls. People who keep you on the phone because they are bored. And then the stuff that wastes your time, not urgent, not important. Social media, some messages or emails, escape activities, internet surfing. So when you feel overwhelmed, make a list of all the things you have to or really want to do. Just make a list. Doesn't matter in what order. Consider them according to Covey's matrix. Put the important, urgent ones at the top, and then the important, not urgent ones, and try and delete the ones that fall in the bottom blocks. Now make a to-do list for today, and make another one for this week. Start at the top and complete the first task. One often feels much more in control if you just complete one thing that you need to do. Consider the idea of found time, time when you're occupied with unavoidable but boring or frustrating stuff, which you might be able to rethink. The 2 hours in the taxi or train to work and back, the hours spent cleaning your flat, your lunchtime. All these leave your mind unoccupied. There are wonderful podcasts and TED Talks that you can download for free. Invest in a good pair of earphones, and suddenly vacuuming the carpet gives you time to spend on personal development. Perhaps the most important thing is to be aware of what fills your time. Do not slip into a pattern of staying at the office till 7 or later, having fast food for supper and watching television till the early hours. Your job description should not be so intensely heavy that it forces you to work overtime constantly. Knock off at a reasonable time, eat healthy food, and go to bed in time to get at least 7 hours of sleep. Use weekends to hang out with friends or play sport. Go to a movie now and again. Read a novel. If you have to catch up on work over a weekend, contain it. Don't let it leak into all 7 days of the week. To stay happy and healthy, you need all of the following. Time in, quiet time for meditation and reflection. Focus time, concentrated, productive work. Physical time, exercise. Play time, being spontaneous and creative. Connection time, friends and family, but also connecting to our surroundings and the natural world. Downtime, just being by yourself, quietly. And sleep time. That's time in, focus time, physical time, playtime, connection time, downtime, and sleep time. That constitutes the healthy mind platter, which was created by Dr. David Rock, the executive director of the Neuro Leadership Institute, and Dr. Daniel Siegel, executive director of the MindSight Institute and clinical professor at UCLA School of Medicine. So think about that. There's a whole platter and you have to use, eat, get to all of those elements. Time in, focus time, physical time, play time, connection time, downtime, and sleep time. The time you allocate to each of these will vary from day to day and week to week, but you have to make time for all of them. Your body, your mind, and your spirit all need to be nourished. If you plan your time, there is enough of it. That was episode 16 of Grad Next Audio, part of our discussion of being a working adult. Next time, we tackle a huge subject, managing money. Please join us again. You can also download the text for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Goodbye, until next time.